Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for March 2014. This month we reach a point in the year where the day and night are of equal length. We call this the spring or vernal equinox. This year this will happen on March the 20th. And don't forget to put the clocks forward by 1 hour at 1 a.m. on Sunday the 30th. Right, let's start this month with the moon. This month is somewhat rare in that we have two new moons, the first on the first of the month and the second on the 30th, with the full moon in between on the 16th. The moon is far from being a nighttime-only object. When it is around full, it will indeed be a nighttime object, but towards new phase, it will rise early in the morning and set early in the evening, so we will be able to study it in daylight, particularly on the 31st, immediately after sunset, when the moon will be a beautiful, one-day-old, very thin crescent. The planets are putting on a show this month, except for Mercury, which really is far too low down to be useful to us. Venus is a morning object in the southeast, just before dawn, towards the end of the month. Jupiter is still the most prominent planet high up in the sky in the evening, particularly early in the month. Don't forget to look out for the four Galilean moons, and possibly some stripes and even the great red spot on the surface. Saturn starts to make a better appearance this month. Unfortunately, the best time to see it is still after midnight, and even then it's best seen around the end of the month. Saturn currently lies in the constellation of Libra, which will be in the south at that time. The rings are now beautifully open, and it certainly lives up to its reputation as being the wow planet when you see it close up. If you are looking at Saturn through a decent pair of binoculars or a small telescope, look out for the large satellite called Titan. Mars will be quite a good sight at the end of the month after midnight in the constellation of Virgo towards the south. It will be fairly near our old friend Spica, the brightest star in Virgo. Now Mars is currently getting nearer to the Earth, so it will be appearing larger and brighter progressively over the next month or so. There are no meteor showers worth looking out for this month. So on to constellation watching. This month we start to lose Orion, a sure sign that winter is nearly over. The zodiac constellations are the 12, or more accurately 13 constellations, that the Sun appears to pass through as the Earth rotates about the Sun. This month, the zodiac constellations on view are Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, which is very difficult to make out, Leo, and Virgo. And these may be found in that order, from west through south to east. And the two bright stars either side of the overhead point are Arcturus, the bright red star in the constellation of Boötes, the herdsman, and that's in the east, and Capella in Auriga, the charioteer, in the west. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, another useful instrument is the planisphere, which will tell you what to see at any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. So listen out next month for April's highlights. Bye for now.